Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The tournament is in full swing, and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is $1 bet and that team winning their next game. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dustin, I just wonder how many folks in their tournament pool had Oral Roberts and Loyola Chicago going to the Sweet 16.
I had it in mind, Jim. I don't know if I told you this before, but the poll that I just did a few minutes ago, I have both of those teams there.
The one you just now did. All right. Very good, Dustin. That is Dustin Hawkinsmith. I'm Jim Galante. Let's turn around back to Penn State football, Dustin. Last segment, we talked about what we've learned so far in the spring about the offense. Now we're going to talk about the defense. And perhaps one of the bigger stories, bigger, literally and figuratively, P.J. Mustafa is now up to 326 pounds. That's usually an indicator of something, isn't it, when a guy changes his weight like that?
It seems like it. You couple, you know, where he is as a player now versus what Penn State is losing with Antonio Shelton, and you have that guy, the big, powerful run stuffer, absorb two blockers every play type of role that's up for grabs. And I think it would seem to indicate to me that PJ Mustafa at that playing weight, and we'll see. I mean, some of these weights that guys gain or lose, it changes a lot between now and the start of summer. So we'll see if PJ Mustafa stays there and this is a valid observation or not. But it would seem to me like he's going to shuffle into that role and be that guy. And maybe, you know, the other indication to me is that you don't really pair a 326-pound PJ Mustafa with a 330-pound Fred Hansard as your starting defensive tackles. It seems to me like you match PJ Mustafa up with maybe a Hakeem Beamon, and you have that size and quickness inside. That's what, I mean, it's still all guesswork at this point, but that to me is what I think we're going to see.
That makes sense, Dustin. It's logical. You know, again, when you see that kind of weight change in a player, it's usually by design and they have a plan in mind. Staying at the defensive line, there's every spring a name or two kind of out of nowhere that keeps popping up. That name this year is Nick Tarburton. Franklin says Penn State needs him to have a big year. I know he's been nagged with injuries. What do you expect to see from Tarburton this year?
I believe James Franklin when he says they need Nick Tarburton to have a big year. They need him, you know, he at this stage of the game, he's as healthy and looks as good as he ever has. And I don't know that, I think we on the outside trying to look in just have not seen who the real Nick Tarburton is, because it hasn't happened. It hasn't unfolded on the field, but he's a former four-star guy. Started him out at linebacker. I think that slowed his development and slowed his path to getting on the field in the first place. And then he's dealt with, I think, back and hip issues. I mean, last year, you know, I just seeing pictures of him in a walking boot. So I think the challenge is on him to get healthy, stay healthy, and make the most of his ability. In terms of being surprised, you know, I last summer, And I think I've mentioned this a couple times on the show. Shaka Toney in the media stuff before the season began really went out of his way to talk about Nick Tarburton. Wasn't asked about him. I think maybe he was answering the question, who's next? Who's the breakout guy? And there were some obvious names like Adisa Isaac, but he went out of his way to mention Nick Tarburton. And that kind of raised a flag to me that, you know, maybe we shouldn't be dismissing a guy like this outright. Maybe there's a reason why we haven't really seen him so much. And it turns out, I think that reason is there. It's his health. So I think, you know, they could use a veteran guy like him who's been in the program to grab one of those top four spots for sure.
And Dustin, something new now, even newer for the Penn State program, but along the whole college football landscape, is the effect of transfers coming in. I think we spend more time talking about the players going out. Sticking with the defensive line, it's also important these two guys are already there for a spring practice. Ibukidi at defensive line, Tangelo at defensive tackle. The defensive line, they needed more bodies. They needed more experienced bodies. And it sounds like these two guys are going to provide that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at their track record. They've got a lot of games under their belt. They've been productive. They've made plays in the backfield. They arrive in the wintertime and get a jump on spring practice. So anything that comes down to new responsibilities, new assignments, new terminology, new techniques that Penn State uses that maybe Duke and Temple did not use as much, there's plenty of time to learn and get up to speed, especially for guys who have played at this level already. I would expect these guys, and it's really hard for me to anticipate whether you're looking at big time players or whether you're looking at rotation guys or somewhere in between for both Tangelo and Ibukidi. I would say Ibukidi probably has a more clear path to a starting job if he handles all this stuff well. Tangelo, you know, I think with his experience at defensive tackle will be a valuable and versatile piece. But at the same time, you know, with PJ Mustafer and Fred Hansard and Hakeem Beeman and Devon Ellis, Penn State's got a good mix of tackles already. Tangelo will definitely be a part of that rotation. I'm curious to see if how prominent his role is going to be. But for them to say so far so good, it was early yet for anybody to really get into and comment whether these guys are standing out, if they've still got some ground to make up, or whatever. So I think a little bit later in the spring, I'd be hopeful to hear a little bit more specifically about what these guys are or aren't doing.
You mentioned the idea of being a starter at those positions. But aren't those both defensive end and defensive tackle positions like James Franklin talked about where he likes to have 2.5 guys ready? To that end, it's we want to have at least 4 defensive ends in our rotation, if not 5. And the same thing at defensive tackle, at least 4 guys in the rotation.
Yeah, and I think Penn State rotates guys as often and without real regard for game situations sometimes, right? So I think linebacker, defensive line, and maybe sometimes safety and cornerback, you see guys in the game in key third down situations or key situations late in the second half where Penn State just believes in the idea of rotating guys through, getting more guys involved earlier in games. It makes them better, fresher late in the games. It makes them better as a program if you've got more guys involved and more guys getting snaps. So, and as you said, I think that those tackle and end spots, you don't really need to be a starter to make a great impact. And I think both of these guys, whether they are or aren't starters, should make an impact in 2021.
Staying in the line on the defensive line for just one more point, Dustin, it's interesting. It's official now. Zariah Fisher is listed as a defensive end. I know our own Ross Tucker was very high on him coming out of high school. It's interesting and probably not a surprise that he's now at that position.
Yeah, and I think Sean Fitz from Lions 247, before anything became remotely official, was the first on board with saying that transition could happen. They're going from, you know, not a great strength in terms of numbers, shifting him from linebacker to defensive end to another position that didn't have great numbers. But I felt like he looked like a defensive end to me coming out of high school. They gave him a run as a big linebacker, I think, as James Franklin put it. But to me, he looks like he has really good bend, really good tenacity when it comes to getting after the passer. And I think you already see him around 245 pounds. He's pretty close to an acceptable playing weight already at defensive end. So it'll be interesting to see what he can kind of bring to the table and whether his name starts to come up a little bit more this spring or this summer. I think he's got a lot of ability. I think he's, physically, athletically, I think he's ready to play some kind of role. The question is how big that role is going
to
be.
Shifting to the defensive backs, Dustin, here's the narrative. At cornerback, we've got a lot of bodies, but we're not sure which guys are going to step up and be the guy. At safety, it's Jaquan Brisker coming back was huge. Who's going to be the other safety?
I would say, I mean, at this stage of the game, Jair Brown and Jonathan Sutherland look like good bets so far. It really changes the narrative quite a bit, doesn't it, that you're looking for the other safety as opposed to both safeties. I don't know what would the vibe right now be if Brisker doesn't come back, what's the narrative right now at safety? It would be an urgent situation.
We'd be talking transfer portal at safety. And I think the fact that Jaquan Brisker chose to come back when he would have had an opportunity to leave and play on Sundays was absolutely huge for this team. I think Brisker has to know that there's a little bit of a risk in doing it. He's got to be pointing himself towards a huge season.
I think he's going to have a really big year. And I think it was, I think he could have gotten a good opportunity in the NFL had he left. But I think he has an opportunity to go from he was kind of like an off the beaten path darling of Pro Football Focus. He can be a more mainstream name. He can be a more of a game record and put down some really, really good film in 2021 and go from having a situation where he can maybe get an opportunity in the NFL to being in that conversation, legit conversation as maybe an early mid-round pick kind of guy. I think there's a lot for him to gain by having a big year. And I think he also probably recognized how important it was for Penn State's defense as a whole to have him back and to have that stability on the back end of the defense. I think Penn State needed him to come back in a big way.
I agree with you, Dustin. It was huge for the team that he came back. And I also believe it's going to pay off for him also in where he ends up being drafted. I think that being a known commodity now going into the season will be a huge help for him. That is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.